As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep: L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and it's Easter weekend, so very happy Easter to all of you out there. And we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls at 877-726-8255. There's some celebrity medical cases that I want to go over with you before we get your phone calls. In particular, Kate Middleton and Senator Joe Lieberman. What happened to them? To some extent, it remains shrouded in mystery, as with the case of King Charles, who went in for, quote, routine prostate surgery, and then it turned out that he was going to be undergoing treatment for cancer. And they don't specify which cancer. Same thing with Kate Middleton. She disappeared for a while because she had abdominal surgery. And with a woman, you don't know what that is. Is it, a hysterectomy? Is it intestinal surgery? You don't quite know what it's about. And that was shrouded in mystery for a while. And then they came out with a statement that Kate Middleton had cancer. But it was kind of a tantalizing tease. They disclosed that she has cancer. But as with King Charles, they're not going to tell you what type or what extent. They did disclose that she's getting what's called preventive chemotherapy, which is kind of a misnomer, because preventive chemotherapy means that we're not worried that it's going to spread, but we're going to give you chemotherapy anyway. Well, if you're not worried that it's going to spread, why are you giving chemotherapy, right? That's the whole rationale for chemotherapy. We think that some of the cancer that we took out has the potential to spread throughout the body, metastasize, and so we're going to give you chemotherapy in case there's some errant cancer cells that have lodged outside of the original site of the cancer. So it's kind of a limited disclosure, an unhappy compromise between transparency and privacy. And putting a happy face on the chemo, it's said to be, quote, only preventive. Well, let's see what that really means. In the case of Kate Middleton, it is known that, although it was kind of a guarded secret, but it's emerged that she has had a history of Crohn's disease, which is a fairly common condition, along with ulcerative colitis, among relatively young people. And she's been treated for that. But ultimately, sometimes it gets past the point where medical treatment doesn't manage it, and you have to snip out a piece of the colon that is affected. And that's probably the type of abdominal surgery that she had. And at the time, they didn't suspect she had cancer because they didn't see it on imaging. But then when they analyzed the pathology specimen, they said, uh-oh, here are some cancer cells lurking there. And that is not an uncommon scenario, particularly with ulcerative colitis, but occasionally with Crohn's disease, individuals are higher risk for colon cancer. Now, we don't know what type of cancer she has. It is possible that because of all the imaging they did in that part of her body, that it disclosed another cancer outside the colon, perhaps ovarian cancer or uterine cancer, although they might have disclosed that she had a hysterectomy if that were the case. But when you get chemo for cancer, it's based on the stage. So roughly speaking, although it's actually more nuanced than this, there are four stages of a cancer. There's stage one, where it's localized. It's just there, and it hasn't penetrated to the outside. In the case of colon cancer, the barrier that it transcends, just like the capsule of the prostate, which is also a barrier to spread, is what's called the muscularis. And if it penetrates to the muscular layer below the internal lining of the colon, it goes from stage one to stage two. And the general treatment for stage one is resection. Just do surgery, take it out, and you're fine. And you watch. You observe, you see if it doesn't come back. Very, very high survival rate without chemotherapy. But they also sometimes look at what's called the differentiation of the cancer. Is it a well-differentiated cancer, which means it's more like normal cells, or is it very undifferentiated, which means it might be more aggressive? And they can use new techniques and markers to determine if a cancer is more aggressive, even if it's stage one and may require chemotherapy or radiation. So the fact that she's getting chemo means either that she had an aggressive stage one, or that she has a stage two, or maybe even a stage three. Stage three means that it's gone past the muscularis into the lymph nodes, and that would be stage three. Stage four means it's gone to a remote place, like the lungs or the brain. That is metastatic cancer that permeates throughout the body. And that, by the way, still, to this day, very poor prognosis in metastatic cancers. That's what the holy grail of cancer therapy is. We can do good things with stage one, stage two, even stage three, but stage four metastatic cancer, still a big challenge. 5-year survival of metastatic cancer hasn't improved very much in the past generation. So that's what's going on with her. And, you know, we wish her well, of course, as we do with King Charles. And it's also unclear what he's being treated for, because is probably prostate cancer. You know, when they took out some of the tissue, they thought it was benign. It was had an enlarged prostate. They kind of shaved it down, removed some of the tissue. And then when they looked at it under a microscope, they said, ah, there's cancer here. Okay, now we have to treat it. But it is also possible that he had a cancer in an adjacent organ. Maybe they took a look-see and they found some cancer in his bladder. That can happen when you're looking for prostate cancer. Well, you know, you'll find an incidental cancer in an adjacent organ. That's a possibility too, or even, for all we know, colon cancer, but probably not. It's probably more likely prostate cancer in the case of King Charles, probably colon cancer in the case of Cade Middleton. Treatable, curable, standard chemo provides very good survival rates if it's stage two. Stage three, that's a little dicey, and stage four, very challenging. So that's what's going on with her. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, we all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect, to reach new levels of calm and contentment. Well, check out PlusCBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood with the real effects of CBD. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their reserve collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, which is rich and bold for when intense support is needed. So enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's reserve collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's reserve collection. All right, 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a look at the plight of Joe Lieberman. Senator Joe Lieberman passed away after a fall. That's kind of a mysterious, because how does a fall kill you? I mean, to my knowledge, he wasn't a mountaineer. You know, he didn't fall into a ravine. So how does an 82-year-old man come to harm from a mere fall? We'll take a look at that when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime during the week and record a question. But we had a live caller. We got Brian from Philadelphia. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I called, we talked about 2 years ago. I was diagnosed with osteopenia. And yep. You recommended the strontium, vitamin D, a little bit of calcium. My two-year follow-up, I actually had an increase of bone density in the hip areas. I had a couple percentage points, but it said I had some loss in the lumbar spine.
Mm-hmm.
It said a 3.3% decrease in the lumbar, but in one hip, I had an increase in each hip. So yep. It's a little strange, but I'll take the gain.
take the money and run. Yeah. Well, okay. So strontium and some of these strategies is usually most helpful in the hips, although it can help the spine. It's not clear why you're continuing to have decrease. You sound like a pretty young guy. How old are you?
57 today, as a matter of fact.
Pardon me?
57 today.
Okay. Well, you're a youthful guy. So, what is the T score? Do you know what the T score is in your spine and your hip? Do you have that?
I have it in front of me here. It looks like the T score. Let me see the bone mineral density here. It's a T score of -1.9.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the spine?
Wait, is that the spine? I think so. No, it's the femoral neck.
Okay, so that's the hip.
You know what? That is the spine. I'm looking here. It says the, that is the spine. And okay. It said I had a 3.3% decrease in the lumbar spine.
Yeah.
The left hip or femur is T-score is minus 2.1, which is a 3.2% increase.
Good.
On the other side, the right femoral neck, it says my T-score is minus 1.8. And that is
which is even better. Yeah, better. So as the numbers get bigger, they're negative numbers, so they're worse. And when you cross the threshold of minus 2.5 or minus 2.6, you go over the edge into osteoporosis. Look, I mean, I don't think that this is too bad. And I think what you should do is persist and call me in 2 years. It's like, the old joke, take this pill and call me in the morning. Well, take this pill and call me in 2 years, because it takes a while sometimes for the benefits to accrue. And you're on the right track. You've improved in your hip, and I'm not too worried about your spine. And you're actually far away from osteoporosis. You should be doing some weight-bearing exercise. One of the things that I look for in men, if they're osteoporotic, is I look at testosterone, which is a whole different thing. You know, we'd have to evaluate you to see if indeed you have adequate levels of that. As an alternative, you don't want to go so heavy duty with testosterone. You can take an over-the-counter DHEA, which can generally be taken safely, but I usually suggest it be done under medical supervision, because men do have some risks with DHEA, particularly when it comes to the prostate. But DHEA also is something that helps to support bone density. It's a weak androgen, but it does support bone density, both men and women. So maybe add that to your regimen and do some weight-bearing exercise, and you should be fine.
Well,
give it a shot. All right?
That's what put me in this position.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. Thanks for your feedback. We'd like to hear that. Okay, so Joe Lieberman has succumbed to a fall, and that's kind of mysterious, because, like, how does an 82-year-old guy go, you know, just fall down and then he dies? Well, one of the scenarios is death from hip fracture. And I personally went down. I kind of circled the drain when I had a hip fracture, a bicycle accident at 56. Very, very debilitating. Very debilitating. But fortunately, I was young, I was in good shape, and I recovered completely. But older individuals, especially men, it's very, very dangerous. I have an article in front of me, Mortality and Cause of Death in Hip Fracture Patients Age 65 or Older. And they reviewed cases, and what they found is that after a follow-up of 3.7 years, just short of 4 years, overall mortality after a hip fracture in men was, get this, 79%. Men don't live long after a hip fracture. The 1 year post-operative mortality, because they operate, they put in like a, you know, metal piece, a piece of titanium or, you know, like a plate, or an insert. 1 year post-operative mortality was 27.3%. So, after hip fracture, they say men were more likely than women to die. There was a threefold higher rate of death than that of the general population. Some of it is the hip fracture really takes you down a notch. It's very debilitating. But the other reason is that if you get a hip fracture, it's actually a sign to some extent of frailty. Maybe, you've already got a severe circulatory disease or dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and that makes you, you know, lose your balance and be more prone to fall. So it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. Did the hip fracture cause you to die, or were you on a trajectory towards death? And the hip fracture was the so-called straw that broke the camel's back, or in this case, the camel's hip. But I'm going to take a look at another more plausible cause of death for Joe Lieberman that I'm going to argue for when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we're probing the mystery of Joe Lieberman's death. Apparently, he fell and then died. Well, I recounted the possible scenario under which he might have had a hip fracture and then subsequently died. The surgery is risky. Sometimes you can have a stroke in hospital or a blood clot or cardiac event because of the strain it places on your system. But what goes against that is that about a week ago, he wrote a very, very, very pointed op-ed in the Wall Street Journal criticizing his former colleague, Senator Schumer, for his speech on Israel. Joe Lieberman, a staunch supporter of Israel. And so it is unlikely that he was languishing in a hospital bed from a hip fracture and then wrote this very lucid op-ed piece. So it has been reported that he fell out of bed. And if you fall out of bed in an uncontrolled fall, it is very likely that you hit your head. But that's not a lot of height to fall from. But what can complicate head trauma, especially for older individuals, is being on a blood thinner. And I've got an article here, which is a review of this. Head trauma patients on older blood thinners face higher risk. And in particular, Coumadin, but also to a certain extent, drugs like Eliquis, the newer drugs that don't require frequent monitoring, they also can cause a heightened risk of bleeding. And one review that I read showed that with the newer types of blood thinners, including Eliquis, Xarelto, and Pradaxa, there was less risk. There was some risk. But if you hit your head, you may have a brain bleed. And if you're on an anticoagulant, the blood can accumulate quickly and it can produce pressure, on your brain and kill you. And that's actually the exit scenario for Dr. Atkins. Dr. Atkins, was, walking and, slipped on the ice, fell, hit his head, but he was on a blood thinner because he had a cardiac arrhythmia. And commonly, if you have atrial fibrillation or another type of arrhythmia, you are given blood thinners to prevent a blood clot to the brain. And so that hit on the head, which otherwise would have been relatively inconsequential, maybe causing a concussion, caused a severe brain bleed, and he died. And similar scenario possibly for Joe Lieberman. And that's how a fall may have eventuated in his demise. But there's good news on that front. Just this week, article in the Wall Street Journal, new blood thinners will prevent blood clots without causing bleeding. They focus on a pathway called factor 11. These various blood factors have something to do with bleeding. People who lack certain factors have conditions like hemophilia. Other people have exaggerated risk for blood clots. If you work on factor 11, one of several blood factors that regulate how the blood body forms clots, you can reduce the risk of a blood clot, but at the same time, interestingly, you can reduce the risk of a pathological bleed. You know, a lot of people refuse to take their blood thinners It turns out studies show that an estimated 40 to 60% of atrial fibrillation patients refuse to take, stop taking, or skip doses of their anticoagulants, or their doctors decide not to prescribe them. And they say that that leads to more than 50,000 preventable strokes each year in the U.S. alone. Problems associated with this, short of brain bleeding, you can have a bloody nose, you can have bloody bleeding gums. When you sneeze, you can get a gory looking, red eye because the fragile blood vessels there, leak blood into the white of your eye. And, these blood thinners are still problematic. So they're going to come up with new blood thinners that may, obviate the problem. 877-726-8255 our number. And this item, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles. And they're available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. And oh, by the way, their prices are quite competitive. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for the products and more information. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, you know, in the waning moments of our program, you don't feel you can get through, you can call that number even when we're off the air, 24-7. You can call and leave a message, and we'll use that call on a subsequent program. All right. So infertility, a big problem for couples, and the problem is often the female, but sometimes it's the male. They say that the quality of sperm is declining. Sperm may be an endangered species. And why that is? Well, there's a lot of factors, unhealthy lifestyle factors such as smoking, cigarettes, alcohol consumption, drug use, coffee intake, lack of sleep, exposure to electromagnetic fields, psychological stress, poor dietary practices, and environmental pollution, as well as simply being overweight or obese, are commonly associated with male infertility. And so there is a role for preconceptual planning in nutritional medicine. I see sometimes couples desirous of having kids, and they may want to go the high-tech route of IVF. But it's important to make sure that the man's sperm, as well as the woman's eggs, are viable. So this is a really interesting study. It is entitled Effects of the Low-Carb Organic Mediterranean Diet on Testosterone Levels and Sperm DNA Fragmentation. So fancy word, sperm DNA fragmentation means messed up DNA of the sperm, which means that the sperm is not going to act to fertilize the egg. The DNA is messed up. Okay, no go. So what they found in this study, this is the diet they administered. They administered a Mediterranean diet, but it was a low-carb Mediterranean diet because the Mediterranean diet is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, you could say, well, it's pizza and pasta is a Mediterranean diet, but that's kind of a westernized version of the really traditional Mediterranean diet, which includes high amounts of vegetables and fruits rich in detoxifying and antioxidant substances such as polyphenols, flavonoids, carotenoids, and microelements, especially when consumed with organic foods that have a lower pesticide and herbicide and chemical burden, along with this Mediterranean diet had a lower carbohydrate content. The objectives of this research was to modify the diets of 50 subfertile men by providing them with this nutritional plan. The plan included consuming 80% organic foods, introducing whole grains and low glycemic load options, eliminating refined carbohydrates, consuming green leafy vegetables and red fruits daily, reducing or eliminating dairy products. I'm not sure why, but, you know, okay. Consuming primarily grass-fed meat and wild-caught seafood, which is free of pollutants and contaminants, and eliminating saturated fats in favor of healthy fats like olive oil, avocado, and nuts. I, by the way, not sure that was necessary, but nonetheless, they did it. After 3 months of adhering to the low-carb food plan, lo and behold, testosterone levels significantly increased. Hey, men, you want to be sexier? Follow a low-carb Mediterranean diet. This will make you sexier. Yeah. And when they looked at the sperm DNA fragmentation decreased, especially in the individuals who reduced their carbohydrate intake by 35%. It didn't decrease in the men who didn't reduce their carbohydrate intake, which shows that carbohydrate intake is a decisive factor here. So you could say, well, I'm on a Mediterranean diet. I have pasta for dinner and I have whole grain bread and I had like a whole grain granola. And that's a lot of carbs. So, you want the benefits of the Mediterranean diet in terms of the polyphenols, the fresh fruits and vegetables. You want, the fish, the olive oil, and so on, grass-fed meat. That's natural, you know, the way they consume it in rural Greece, or Spain or Croatia, you know, some of these countries. But you don't want a lot of refined carbohydrates, even if it says, you know, contains whole grains. Well, these pretzels, they're whole grain pretzels. Well, no, no go. So, you want to be more manly, have a greater shot at fertility. Follow this clean diet. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And this caller recorded this question. Let's hear it.
Are balance of nature fruits and veggies better for you or as good as real fruits and veggies?
Okay, so you've touched a nerve here with me because Balance of Nature is listed among my least favorite things, because basically what it is a freeze-dried version of fruits and vegetables, which are beneficial, but it's unclear if the benefits are preserved when you freeze-dry them. I mean, there may be some residual benefits, but they're not equivalent. And they're advertised as a way that people can obtain the benefits of fruits and vegetables without all the muss and fuss, without all the shopping, you know, just take these pills. It's kind of like astronaut food. Like, you know, once when I was a kid, we speculated that the time will come when humans will just consume pills like astronauts, you know. But turns out that's not a workable proposition. So, Balance of Nature, is carpet bombing the airwaves with a multi-million dollar campaign touting the benefits of its desiccated plant material of, unclear quality because, the labeling is not very specific. When you make a nutritional supplement, you got to say exactly what's in it. And they say it's a proprietary blend, which means maybe, whatever hits the price point for the market price of discarded fruits and vegetables that are not suitable for sending to a market, that they can take and grind up. And they look appealing and maybe smell okay, but it's unclear precisely what the quality is. In fact, they just got a knock from FDA. They temporarily had to halt production around holiday time last year. And then they stipulated an agreement where they would be under supervision so that they would apply more rigorous practices, GMP or general manufacturing practices in their facilities. And they would also do a little more to disclose the contents of these mixed fruit and vegetable pills. They've also been under fire from consumers. They settled a class action suit, which was conducted in Sonoma County, California, brought on behalf of customers who felt hoodwinked because they alleged that Balance of Nature made claims that its products could prevent, treat, mitigate, or cure serious disease conditions, including diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, fibromyalgia, and cancer. And now the company has pivoted, and they basically have testimonials saying that, you know, my life has changed, I feel great, usually featuring older individuals, and in my opinion, targeting unwary seniors like this caller who asked the question with unsubstantiated claims and dubious testimonials constitutes a form of elder abuse. Yeah, elder abuse. And admittedly, a diet rich in fresh vegetables and fruits might make you feel better, but no study exists that suggests that their powdered equivalents deliver similar benefits. The companies claim that one serving of its fruits product, which weighs approximately 2 grams, that's like, right, 2 pills, contains the nutritional equivalent of over 5 servings of fruits per dose. No, it's devoid of any scientific substantiation. So they're on my no-go list. I think people should fulfill their requirement for fruits and vegetables with diet and don't waste your money on pills. And oh, by the way, they spend so much money fighting off litigation and buying ad time that I think it really detracts from the amount of money that they invest in the quality of the product. And maybe you're paying additional amounts for a material that's dirt cheap because of their need to constantly flack their product on the airwaves. 877-726-8255. Our number, jot that number down, because if you think of a question during the week, you can call and record a question. I'll leave you with this. Very interesting study. Fast food, bad for you, we know. Here's one of the reasons why. They did a study in rats. Reusing deep fried oil may cause neurological disorders. Tagline, neurodegeneration was even detected in the offspring of rats that ate the reused oil. Now, you go to a fast food eatery, you know for sure that they're not emptying the oil when they make your French fries or they make whatever, you know, your deep fried whatever. You know, bucket of chicken, you name it, they're reusing that oil. So deep frying involves completely submerging food in hot oil. and is an extremely popular cooking technique. But the delicious treats that emerge from deep fryers have been linked to a range of illnesses, including cancer and diabetes. And what they found after feeding female rats either standard chow or food that was enriched with regular reheated oils, they found that the animals raised on reused oil displayed elevated liver enzymes, including high levels of inflammation and oxidative stress in the liver. They also found cellular damage in the colon, and they found neurological problems. So what's interesting is that these neurological problems were not confined to the animals who ate the deep-fried cooking oil, but were also passed along to their offspring. So that ain't good. Think donuts. Think even healthy goods like falafel. Think they're deep-fried and in reused oil, poor quality oil. Well, thanks very much for joining us. And reminder to check out the Hub for all things intelligent medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. You can follow the Intelligent Medicine Podcast on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Please subscribe. Also follow me, yours truly, on Facebook and Twitter, now called X, for the latest health news. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter for in-depth articles. Have a happy Easter.